from KQED.
It's 4 a.m. in New York City, 3 a.m. in Dallas. The night is still early here in Frisco.
This is Forum. I'm Mina Kim. Why do some people hate the nickname Frisco? We discuss in this final half hour of Forum after a KQED listener posed the question. So here are some reactions gathered by our KQED Bay Curious team.
I just never have liked the sound of it. It seems really truncated and kind of almost offensive, if that makes sense. I don't know. It's a special place, so to call it Frisco is kind of off the cuff and demeaning.
Why does it upset you to call it Frisco? Well, give us a reason. And who are you to tell us what we can and can't do? I'm from here. I'm born and raised here. So I think I got rights to call it whatever I want.
So what's your verdict on Frisco? If you've been following the advice of longtime Chronicle columnist Herb Cain, who titled his book, Don't Call It Frisco, well, even Cain may have evolved on the issue before his death in 1997. Joining me to talk about the battle over Frisco, Vinnie Tong. She's producer of KQED's Bay Curious, who reported that segment. Good morning, Vinnie Tong.
Hi, Mina.
And you got that sound from Tom and Joey, who we heard in the introduction.
I did.
And we're also joined by Peter Hartlob, the pop culture critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, Peter Hartlob.
Good morning, Mina.
So, Vinnie Tong, let me start with you. Bay Curious gets this question from a listener about why people hate the nickname Frisco. And this story, am I right that it's gotten the biggest response yet for Bay Curious?
It's gotten a huge response. We did a social call out, and on just one of our Facebook channels, there were like more than 400 comments. And it's a super feisty debate. People really, you know, take it pretty personally. And, you know, our question asker on this was a woman named Rena, who's a native of Oakland. And in talking to her about, you know, how she got called out on using it after she thought it was okay for a really long time, we really got the sense that this was a story about people's sense of belonging to this place, the Bay Area and San Francisco.
Well, when you say that people do take it seriously, and we also heard that from Tom in that cut that he found it almost offensive, we've got some similar comments from listeners. Mark writes, Frisco is in Texas, Frisco is in Colorado, but it is not in the Bay Area. Here it is San Francisco. Another listener tweets, that word should be outlawed. Peter Hartlob, why are people so invested in hating Frisco?
I think, first of all, I've gone full circle. So you hear those reactions from people. I've gone from cringing when I hear it to I would consider a tattoo now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's really changed. So I'm not surprised people are so upset about it. But I think it just comes from a place where you feel defensive, especially San Francisco. I think there really is something real to it, that there's a lot of people moving in here. There's a lot of gentrification and things going on here, that people are maybe a little more sensitive than they might be in San Jose or Fresno as to what you call it.
So you're saying that it's really been associated with something that tourists would say or people not in the know say.
And that is – tourists is really a key word, because when you look where Herb Cain started getting upset about it, when you look – I dig around in the archives and I've seen sort of the path of Frisco. The point where people started getting mad about it is when the port – came from being a, you know, fishing port and a port where people were bringing stuff into it, working class, to a tourism area. And that's really where kind of the Frisco backlash exploded historically. So I think it has a lot to do with tourism.
Well, these two listeners seem to underscore that point. Daniel says nobody from the Bay Area refers to San Francisco as Frisco. And Megan says, what local would say Frisco? Seriously. Vinnie Tong, you got into some origins of this. Peter Hartlob touched on when it started to become really annoying. But when did the word start?
You know, we can't say exactly. I did find some references in print to it around 1850. So it is kind of gold rush era. It's good to note, however, that almost immediately after people started using it, there was like pushback. People were like, we're not having that. So as long as Frisco has been around, this debate has been alive.
And even though a lot of these listeners are saying locals, people from the Bay Area, wouldn't use it, you found locals who do use it. People who have been here a really long time.
Oh, it was so fun to talk to these people. So here you have like almost a whole city or just the weight of this city culturally telling you, don't use it. I mean, we teach newcomers, like, just don't say it. And I went and found these people, and I kind of, like, have this affinity to them because it's, like, it's so wonderful to see someone flying in the face of all this opposition. Joey, who you heard, is a San Francisco native. He was born here. His family goes way back, three generations. They were working class people. It's a source of pride for him. And, yeah, he was one of the best people in the story.
Well, let's hear from Joey Wilson.
My parents always called it that. They were blue-collar workers. It was just something that was instilled in me as a kid. When I was a little kid, I think I was 12 or 13, there was a bike shop called Frisco Choppers, and raced down there on the bus down Valencia Street just to buy a T-shirt that said Frisco in big, bold letters because that was, like, the coolest.
So that's Joey Wilson's experience. Tell us about Lorenzo Beasley.
Lorenzo, I met by accident. I was taking a lift down to the Bayview. I was going to do an interview with a linguist, and he was my driver, and we just started talking. But he's also a native. He grew up in Visitation Valley, and I'm like, I need to know where people are saying this. And so he said, you know, it's really popular in, like, the Mission and Potrero Hill and the Fillmore. He was kind of amazing. He also did kind of paint a bit of a picture about race, which, you know, this is from Lorenzo. He's basically thinking that more black and brown people are using Frisco.
Well, let's hear from Lorenzo.
I grew up on the bottom of the city in a small neighborhood called Visitation Valley. More of the, I guess you call it, the urban community, like blacks or Hispanics in the city. And those type of people always grew up using that word.
Peter Hartlob, you noticed this, right? And also you've written about how rappers use Frisco. And we know Tupac used Frisco.
That's one of my greatest defenses of Frisco. And one of the things that turned it for me is the Hells Angels are the Frisco chapter. RBL Posse, which was a seminal rap group, Rappin' Forte had a song called The Frisco Game. I looked at RBL Posse's seminal album, and 8 of the 11 tracks on it use the word Frisco. And these are some, like, cool, old-school people. If they can use Frisco, then why shouldn't I? I mean, who am I to tell people not to use Frisco? And I think working class is a big part of it. I mean, San Francisco is a city that the working class is going away a little bit. And I think that actually causes maybe some people to embrace Frisco a little bit more. I mean, it can become almost a calling. It can be a symbol that you recognize those working class roots and you want to hang on to them a little bit.
Herb Cain's justification for not calling it Frisco, is it starting to be associated almost with snobbery now?
Yeah. And Herb Cain, I mean, he wrote a book called Don't Call It Frisco. He went back and forth so much. It's almost, even though you've got the book, it's hard to pin him down. On any given year, he was pro or anti-Frisco. I think I actually looked in our archive, and the last thing that I found that he wrote was, senility is saying don't call it Frisco. Maturity is figuring out it doesn't matter that much.
Ooh.
So even Herb Cain, who is used as kind of the number one source why not to call it Frisco, changed his mind like 30 times.
All right. Well, let me open the phones to our listeners. What's your verdict on Frisco? Is this show maybe changing your mind? What other nickname for a Bay Area city do you use or do you detest? Call us at 866-733-6786. Again, that's 866-733-6786. Our email address is forum@kqed.org. You can post your comments on Facebook, on Twitter, on our website, kqed.org/forum. And let's go first to Rob in Mill Valley. Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob. Are you there? I think we're having trouble with Rob's line. Let's see if we can go next to Lynn in Walnut Creek. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Can you hear us? Well, I can hear myself back in their radio. We'll see what we can do with our phones right now. But John writes, I always say San Francisco or the city. Frisco is only used by people who've never been to San Francisco but want to seem like they know what's up. And Michelle tweets, Frisco is great. San Fran is disgusting, even though that's what Buster Posey calls it. Okay, this has come up a lot, yeah. Peter Hartlob. People really hate San Fran.
I hate San Fran. It
you makes, are one of them.
You just said it and my hair Still, and it is, I mean, when a new athlete comes into town and you always hear like their first interview on the radio or TV, I always cringe waiting for them to say San Fran. I would love it that if any newcomer comes here, if you could just, you know, as part of the basket with the sourdough and the welcoming gifts, you have a little thing. Just don't call it San Fran.
You're doing what the anti-Frisco people are doing.
Oh, I am. I'm a super hypocrite.
I was going to say, how is this different from people's hatred of Frisco to some degree?
I don't know, except I would say the one thing that I would hold on to, knowing that I'm not showing a lot of logic and accepting that, is that there is history with Frisco. It is a working class history. There were movies and music in the 20s and 30s that used Frisco, and that was from a time in San Francisco that I kind of associate with the working class and wouldn't mind getting back to a little more. So that it's a bad defense, but that's my only defense.
Okay, so Frisco has history on its side, but San Fran kind of has logic going for it, right? And here I'm going to channel my 5-year-old son. When I went to him, I'm like, hey, what's a good nickname for San Francisco? And he said San Fran, because that's the shortened version of it. So I'm not into shaming those people.
Frisco rolls off the tongue a little more. Frisco, it looks good on a T-shirt. San Fran just kind of – that N, I don't know, it just – dies on me when I hear it.
Well, let's see if we can hear our phones this time. Tanya in Hercules, are you there?
I am. And okay. I just wanted to say I moved here 25 years ago from LA, of all places. And a good friend of mine who had been here said, if you go there and call it Frisco, because that's what LA people call it, if you go there and call it Frisco, they're going to know you're not from here, and they're going to run you out. So call it the city, or call it San Francisco, or stay in L.A. And I've been here all these years, and I'm not changing it.
Well, thanks, Tanya, for that. You know, Joe Eskenazi of the San Francisco Weekly wrote a piece where he said that the only people driven to complain about Frisco now appear to be aging Caucasians. And let's hear next from Rob in Mill Valley. I think this was the Rob we tried to talk to at first. Hi, Rob.
Hello there. You know, I love rap music, but I'm not going to be using rap music as the rubber stamp of approval for the term Frisco. Rap music uses a lot of words that I wouldn't normally accept. But I will tell you, Peter, I know Peter, and I appreciate his opinion on most things, but I disagree with you on the Frisco. You know, I think San Francisco is quintessentially San Franciscan that we're debating our guilt about telling people not to use the word Frisco. You know, everywhere else in the world, people have a name that they don't want to use. I mean, you go to Nevada, you can't say Nevada. They get mad. You know, they get totally insulted if you say Nevada, and they'll lecture you. And I respect that. So I don't think we should have any guilt or try to process through why we should accept the word Frisco. It's not appropriate. It doesn't sound right. And I know, Peter, you've gone through the process of trying to accept it because you're a great guy and you're very accepting, but you got to pull back. You got to pull back and realize that it's okay. It's okay to be demanding and not use the word Frisco. It's our San Francisco guilt that we're trying to be accepting of all names and all words. under no circumstances should the word Frisco be used.
Well, thanks, Rob, for that. Well, whether or not Rob is right that it's associated with our guilt or our attempt to just be welcoming and accepting of everything, though clearly there is a line being drawn at San Fran here. Vinnie Tong, you realized from talking with a linguist that there are some really personal attachments that people have or connections that they make to language or nicknames like Frisco. Can you talk a little about what you learned?
Yeah, I talked to Teresa Pratt, and she's a sociolinguist from Stanford. She really talked about language as a marker for showing where we belong in culture, and also talked a lot about language and word choice being linked to money and power. So if you think about people in power having an idea that there's a right way to speak, then nicknames are pretty significant.
Peter Harlow, what do you make of that?
You know, I think about Oakland and Oaktown. I moved to Oakland and I felt like an outsider. And maybe 2 years into living there, suddenly Oaktown rolled off the tongue and it felt right. And it didn't feel right when I moved there. It felt like I'd be a fake and people would see it if I said it. And it was almost like saying I love you to the town for the first time. I mean, it was just kind of like this moment where I had this attachment to the town and I realized it and just Oaktown rolled off the tongue. And I feel that way about Frisco. If someone comes in who isn't from San Francisco and starts dropping a Frisco, you're going to notice it. But if you get that confidence, if you've lived there, then I think you can drop the Frisco. And it's like, I love you, San Francisco, Frisco. So
it seems like it's very hard, though, to pinpoint when people have the cred to use Frisco. Like, yeah. What does it take to have the cred?
I think you just feel it, right? I mean, you don't, it's not like, you know, oh, I've been here a year and a half, one more month and I can use Frisco. I think it's just something you feel. It's a connection. And some people will never use it, and that's fine. But I like Frisco.
Well, let's hear from Christina in San Francisco. Hi, Christina.
Hi there.
Hi. What's on your mind?
So I'm fifth-generation San Franciscan, and I grew up associating the beauty of San Francisco with what I feel is this beautiful name, San Francisco, whereas Frisco, it has the word frisk in it. It's not all that great. And my name's Christina. If people call me Chris, I just feel obsessed.
Well, Christina, thanks for sharing that. Let's hear from Robin in Napa. Hi, Robin.
Hi. I wanted to say that I don't care for either of those names. But I also hate it when people call it SFO when I know they mean SF. I get that a lot more in emails, but that's like a universal reference for San Francisco, which drives me up the wall. And also, I hate when people call our state Cali. I think that might be a Southern California thing. I know that's a little off topic, but I hate that too.
Oh, no, that's okay. But really quickly, people outside of here refer to SF as SFO?
Yes. I get that a lot in correspondence through my work.
What's your work?
A tour planner.
I see.
And people from outside the area, when they're talking about coming to San Francisco, it's so often they'll call it SFO.
Well, let me get our panel's take on Cali.
Peter Hartlob. Thank you.
I mean, again, Notorious B.I.G. and LL Cool J both have songs with Cali in it, so... Who am I? You know, I don't mind Cali for the same reasons I don't mind Frisco. If you can use it with confidence, you know, if someone's coming from here and acting like they're fitting in, dropping a Cali and a Frisco, you're gonna know it. But if you can use it with confidence, you know, LL Cool J, that's a pretty tough guy to argue with.
And Peter Hartlob is the pop culture critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, which is why you're hearing him venerate pop culture icons or rappers. Vinnie Tong is producer for KQED's Bay Curious, who reported the piece about the battle over the nickname Frisco. We're getting lots of responses. David writes, as a longtime resident, I recall my dad berating me when I was a kid if I ever said Frisco. And he would say something about being boiled in Crisco before calling San Francisco Frisco. Stephen writes, Frisco, it's better than Man Jose. That's something that Bay Curious reported as well, right?
Yeah, check out our podcast.
Yeah, about the disproportionate number of single males in San Francisco. I mean, in San Jose. Keith writes, Frisco is acceptable if you have SF hood status or you're a Hell's Angel. San Fran is an outright abomination. Yes, the Hell's Angels have certainly
embraced they've got it on their Frisco jackets and everything. Joey Wilson, who you heard from earlier, is a Hell's Angel.
Javier writes, or it's Xavier. He writes, I used to care. I don't care anymore. Why? Because as San Francisco is still mispronounced, it should be San Francisco. Any native Spanish speakers on the panel?
No.
No.
And we go to Bernadette in Sebastopol. Hi, Bernadette.
Hey. The only thing I wanted to add to the conversation is the reason I love to say the full name San Francisco is because the city is named after St. Francis. And that's an honoring name.
Bernadette, thanks for adding that to the conversation. Vinnie Tong, you're nodding there.
Yeah, that echoes one of Herb Cain's columns. So, I mean, one really interesting thing here was that when I started my reporting, a lot of people would say they hated it or they didn't use it. But, you know, they didn't really know why. So I think that's why Cain's influence is pretty important here.
Mark in Santa Rosa. Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark. Do we have you? We will see if we can get you back later. Let's go to Phil in Sacramento. Hi, Phil.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm 74 years old. I was born and mostly raised in San Jose. I've lived all around the Bay Area, including San Francisco. But my point was that I think the use of Frisco did come around the gold rush time. And the reason people didn't like it is because San Francisco was trying to become the Paris of the West. And I think the people come who come to San Francisco and use the word Frisco thinking they're imitating the locals, when in fact they just mark themselves as newcomers. When I was growing up on the peninsula, people who went from the peninsula to San Francisco, the women always wore white gloves and white hats. You dressed up to go to San Francisco because you were going to the metropolitan area of the West. But I think that was when Frisco would first started.
Well, Phil, thanks for sharing that. And also, you're bringing up what I think is behind what a lot of other listener comments are pointing to, which is that they prefer the city as their nickname for San Francisco, this metropolitan, urban, sophisticated place. Well, Chris writes, I'm a San Mateo kid and always called it the city, or just SF, the city. Charles says, yep, I go to the city. And Michelle writes, the city, the only correct option. Okay, I have to admit, that's what I call it. Okay, I call it the city. Can we unpack the city?
Yeah, you know, I did a story on this last year about Franklin Muley, the Warriors owner, who created the city jersey. He was the owner, but he was also a big marketer. And that city jersey that they still wear 50 years later, he created that because he lived in San Jose and they called it going to the city. And he put these icons on this Warriors jersey because no one was going to Warriors games, if you can imagine that. And he wanted a connection to the city. But the city goes way back. You know, people, I think as soon as there were suburbs, in my research, just looking through the Chronicle, people started calling it the city. And you'll find that, I'm sure, in New York and Chicago too. But once the suburbs expanded, San Francisco became the city in an endearing way. I don't think there's a lot of controversy with that one.
Well, let's hear now from Michael in Clayton. Hi, Michael. Is it Clayton?
Clayton.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So my story, so my mom was born in San Francisco, and she never used the word Frisco, but at one of my field trips, this is back in the late 60s in high school, to go to San Francisco. It was locations you had to go to all your teachers and say, I'm going to Frisco. And he refused, one of the teachers refused to sign off on it until I changed it to San Francisco. So I've been harmed by that. But generally, I just use the terms the city around here.
Well, you're not alone, Michael. Thanks for calling in with that story. And Tim in San Francisco.
Hey, this is Tim from San Francisco. And I fall on the side of the city is the only nickname for San Francisco. And if you're coming from outside San Francisco to San Francisco, and you're visiting, you know a tourist or a visitor when they call Noe Street, No Street. So it's kind of – so if you want to act like you're from San Francisco, just call it the city or San Francisco.
Thanks, Tim. I'm sure the tourists appreciate your advice. Richard writes, and this is something we talked about earlier, SF natives like JT, the Bigga Figga, Rappin' Forte, and RBL Posse have always used Frisco in their music. Same with a bunch of my friends from SF. I think communities of color in SF have been using the term for many decades, or in the case of Latinos, San Pancho? Have you heard that one?
No.
Or San Pancho? Noel says, back in the 60s, my mother would frown upon the use of Frisco. But then again, she couldn't believe it when the grocery bagger started using the term you guys in the 90s when asking if we needed help with the bags. What other nicknames are emerging for cities in the Bay Area that we might not be as familiar with here in San Francisco, in our bubble world of San Francisco?
I just moved to Alameda from Oakland a year ago, and the island is and among the locals, are you staying on the island this weekend? No, I'm going to leave the island. And, you know, that became one that I noticed. But I researched for the city jersey piece last year, and I found a lot of there's a lot less creativity in most of them. There's P-Town for Petaluma, V-Town for Vallejo. I don't know if anything matches Frisco and Oaktown, except Man Jose, I'm sorry.
Donna in Larkspur. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Well, I grew up in the Chicago area, and people from Chicago hate when people call Chicago Chi-Town. And when I moved out here about 30 years ago, my older brother and I go back and forth all the time about the city, because that's what they call Chicago back there, is the city. And I'll say, I'm going to the city, and he'll say, oh, you're coming to Chicago. And he often refers to San Francisco as Frisco in a derogatory way, and I'll just give him back the Chi-Town. So it doesn't work for me, the Frisco, and I think the city works.
All right. Well, thanks, Donna. Paul writes, the furor is, in part, the pleasure of bickering about low-stakes issues. I think of Frisco as the property of working-class San Francisco, not mine to appropriate. You've written about this too, Peter Hartlob, about how an article about whether to call it Frisco really engages people, even if, I think, as you put it, it's one of the least important issues.
Yeah, you know, and halfway seriously, I think that's one reason why this debate's come up in the last few years, because I think as times get tougher, you want that debate topic on Bay Curious or in the Chronicle, that the sole purpose of it is maybe just to make your commute 20 minutes easier and to have a discussion with your friends. And it probably doesn't matter at the end. People can call it what they want. But I think frivolity is when times get tough, just from my 17 years at the Chronicle, the need for frivolity maybe goes up a little bit.
Well, here is an exception. A listener writes, the city, San Francisco, is a jewel of California and the country that inspires novels, films, and songs. Referring to it by a slang name is offensive, equivalent to a racial slur. If one is fortunate enough to live in the city and doesn't enjoy it, then leave. If you live in another part of the country and use it, be aware it is a display of ignorance and envy.
But some of those novels and songs are by rappers who are, I think, as culturally important as some of the rock and roll musicians or jazz musicians, and they used it, and that's all part of it, too, I think.
So what's your verdict, Vinny Tong? I know that Peter Hartlob says he's come around to Frisco.
I'm pro-Frisco, too.
Yeah, fist bump.
Uh-oh. Could be making a comeback. Vinny Tong, producer of KQED's Bay Curious, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mina.
And thanks, Peter Hartlob, pop culture critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.
Thank you for having me on.
Forum is produced by Irene Noguchi, Judy Campbell, Tina Lauberg, and Susan Britton. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Our engagement producer is Amanda Stupai, with online support from Amanda Font. Our interns are Devin Holt and Stephanie Roberts. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll, and Holly Kernan is our VP of News. I'm Mina Kim. This is Forum. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.